Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Connor, C-O-N-N-E-R, 10/22/95. Today's 9/13. Chief complaint, sore throat, earache, swelling of the neck, cough, mild congestion, difficulty swallowing, abdominal pain, nausea. Our patient is a 27-year-old young lady with a baby at home, last period, 8/22/23. Some of the kids she's been exposed to have had positive strep and positive mono, period. Allergen and underdog allergen, medication, birth control pills, COVID immunization, non-family history, hypertension, surgery, cholecystectomy, social, worked for Progressive, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 148 pounds, review of system as above 98%, 98.7, 16, 90, 114 over 65. Heart positive, 1 plus 2 lungs, fear bronchi, TMs are red, push to pharynx, red, inflammatory, non-focal skin, shows no rash, lower extremity, no edema. Tremendous amount of fluid noted in behind both TMs, right greater than left. Next, lymphadenopathy on the left side of the neck noted. Assessment number 1, positive strep. Number 2, DEXA 8 milligram. Next one is Rocephin, 1 gram. Next one is Amoxil, 875 BID. Next one is positive strep. Next one is neck pain. Next one is lymphadenopathy. Grossly positive on the ultrasound. Next one is dizziness. Shows a normal ultrasound as far as her carotid is up, carotid flow is concerned. Next number, because of exposure to mono, we looked at her spleen with her normal limits. Next number is abdominal pain, most likely related to her strep infection. Next number, gallbladder is absent. Next number, liver looks good. Next number, spleen with her normal limits. Next number is come back, if not better, in 2 days. Next number is sign and symptoms of tonsil abscess discussed with patient and boyfriend at length before leaving the office. Thank you.